Hey folks, my name is Tommy Moore. I have a background in exercise and sports science, specializing in nutrition and exercise physiology, and now I'm a mentor here at BioLab. And part of my role is to make sure students and teachers have access to multiple domains of information. Some of you may like the format of a classroom, however, some may prefer the format of a podcast. However you receive your information best, this is just a way to help supplement your learning and perhaps look at things in a slightly different way. Lactic acid and lactate get a pretty bad rep, but are they really to blame for fatigue? In this episode, I'll be discussing the key differences between lactic acid and lactate, as well as explaining what lactate threshold and what lactate inflection point means, and what to look for in a graph. This is relevant for both units 3 and 4 of VCEPE, as I'll be discussing relative contribution of fuels at particular intensities, byproducts, fatigue and fatiguing factors, as well as training to improve performance. Contrary to common belief, despite lactic acid and lactate levels rising with increasing exercise intensity, they're not the culprits of muscular fatigue. Let me explain. An acid is a substance that is able to donate hydrogen ions. Lactic acid does just this. It breaks down and releases hydrogen ions, and the resultant product, known as the conjugate base, is lactate. Lactic acid is a byproduct of anaerobic glycolysis. Lactic acid releases a hydrogen ion and forms lactate. The hydrogen ions can cause acidosis and result in enzymes to slow down, whereas lactate is a fuel. The muscle cells and tissues receiving the lactate can either break it down to produce more ATP or use it in the creation of glycogen. During glycolysis, one molecule of glucose produces two molecules of pyruvate and two ATP molecules. If there is no oxygen present to convert the pyruvate into carbon dioxide, it is instead converted into lactic acid. When we break down glucose without oxygen to create ATP, we call this anaerobic glycolysis. Lactate levels simply refer to the amount of lactate in the blood, typically measured in millimoles per liter. As previously mentioned, lactic acid is a byproduct of anaerobic glycolysis, or the breakdown of glucose to create ATP without oxygen. Lactic acid is rapidly converted to lactate before being transported through the blood and into the liver, where it is converted to glucose. When glucose is made from non-carbohydrate precursors, we call this gluconeogenesis. Gluco being glucose, neo referring to new, and genesis means creation. So gluconeogenesis is the metabolic process that creates a new glucose molecule from a non-carbohydrate source. The liver is responsible for part of lactate metabolism. It's one pathway lactate can go down. The liver also seems to preferentially make glycogen from lactate as opposed to making glycogen from glucose. This means lactate can be part of gluconeogenesis, which is a formation of glycogen from a non-carbohydrate source. A balance between energy supply and demand is particularly important in our heart when energy demand is very high and constant. During heavy or intense exercise, lactate becomes the preferred fuel for the heart and cardiac muscles. This allows for more circulating glucose to supply energy to skeletal muscles during that exercise. Blood lactate levels represent the balance between lactate production and lactate metabolism. Our bodies produce the lactate from anaerobic energy pathways, and our body can use or metabolize lactate in a number of ways, including creating glucose or glycogen in the liver or using it as a fuel for our heart during that intense exercise bout. Measuring lactate levels is a way of measuring the relative contribution of anaerobic energy pathways. Lactate levels rise in proportion to the exercise intensity. This means, as exercise intensity increases, so does the relative contribution of anaerobic glycolysis, and thus, your blood lactate levels rise. Because we get lactate from lactic acid when it releases its hydrogen ions, high blood lactate levels can also indirectly measure hydrogen ion accumulation, which is the one that causes the muscular fatigue. At very low intensities, or at rest, blood lactate is very stable and stays around 1 to 2 millimoles per litre. Short, intense bouts of exercise require a larger energy contribution from anaerobic energy pathways. and thus lactate levels in the blood will rise. During low to moderate intensity exercise, there is a slight rise in blood lactate, but as the aerobic system predominates energy production, as oxygen supply meets oxygen demand, pyruvate does not get converted into lactic acid, but instead to acetyl-CoA. Thus, blood lactate will remain stable and can be maintained throughout the training session. Lactate threshold testing is a fantastic training innovation that tests an athlete's blood lactate levels with increasing exercise intensity. This seeks to identify their lactate inflection point, or LIP, or LIP, the point before lactate begins to accumulate in the blood. The VCAR definition states that lactate inflection point reflects the last point where lactate entry into and removal from the blood are balanced. It is identified as the final exercise intensity or oxygen uptake value at which blood lactate concentration is relatively stable during a maximal aerobic test. The LIP of an individual represents the maximal intensity at which blood lactate is in a steady state. End quote. This means that training or exercising at LIP or before lactate accumulates, exercise intensity can be maintained. This is because lactate entry and removal from the blood are still in balance. A common mistake for students is that they think the lactate inflection point is when blood lactate has already started accumulating, but this is false. On a graph that measures blood lactate versus exercise intensity, LIP is the last point before the exponential accumulation of lactate. Lactate threshold testing can help the athlete set training zones that can help optimize a training regime. It can be used for athletes in aerobic sports where the athlete wants to be at or as close to lactate inflection point without crossing over it, so that exercise intensity can be maintained. This suggests that at lactate inflection point is the maximal intensity or maximal oxygen uptake value for which the aerobic energy system predominates energy production. The lactate inflection point is individual for every athlete, and it can be improved. Any higher than lactate inflection point, exercise intensity can't be maintained for long periods, because as blood lactate increases, so does hydrogen ions, and therefore our muscles become increasingly acidic. Doing a lactate threshold test and measuring your lactate inflection point is not the final destination either. This just refers to the current ability of lactate metabolism and anaerobic and aerobic energy contribution at a given exercise intensity. Lactate inflection point can be shifted depending on the fitness of the individual or athlete. A more aerobically fit person would show a shift in lactate inflection point to the right of the graph, or a higher exercise intensity. For example, if a runner had a lactate inflection point at a pace of 4 minutes 30 per kilometer, this could be improved to say 4 minutes 15 or 4 minutes per kilometer as an adaptation to training. So it's a measure of your aerobic fitness, and that can be improved. So just a quick recap. Lactic acid is a byproduct of anaerobic glycolysis. Lactic acid is a substance that is able to donate or release hydrogen ions. As it releases these hydrogen ions, it forms lactate, the conjugate base. Lactate can be used by the muscles to create more ATP or used in the creation of glycogen. It is also the primary source of fuel for our cardiac muscles during intense exercise. We can measure lactate levels through the blood. At rest, low, and moderate exercise intensity, blood lactate levels are stable. But as exercise intensity increases, so does the relative contribution of anaerobic energy pathways, and so blood lactate levels will rise. The lactate inflection point, or LIP, is the point before lactate levels accumulate. We can measure someone's LIP through an incremental exercise test. If you're looking on a graph and you're seeing that lactate levels have risen above stable levels, this is already past lactate threshold, remembering that lactate inflection point is before lactate rises exponentially. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen. Hopefully you found some or all of this information useful, and maybe we'll see you for a program at BioLab shortly.